Early Tuesday evening, voters began reporting that polling places were running out of ballots. Lisa Ryder-Bott says that's what happened at the Eagle River Lions Club.
I waited in line a few moments, and the ballot gal notified us that they had run out of ballots, that they had called that in. They were going to try to get more ballots out there, but they didn't know if or when. And she had understood that several other voting precincts had also run out of ballots.
It's not clear yet exactly how many precincts ran out of ballots, but voter reports via social media indicate the problem was widespread. Karen Gertz helped run the polling place for Precinct 735 at Diamond Baptist Church. She says they were flooded with out-of-precinct voters, so they had to use a copy machine to create their own ballots.
We used the sample ballots, which have the information on it, and they normally say unofficial sample practice. We crossed that out, and then we wrote official ballot, and we separated those. It was the best we could do.
Municipal election officials say those ballots will be filed as question ballots, which means they'll have to be verified and recorded by hand. Jacqueline Duke is the deputy clerk at City Hall. She counts the votes. Duke says her office always orders enough ballots for 70% of the registered voters in Anchorage. But this election, that just wasn't enough.
What happened this year, which we can't really explain other than perhaps some misinformation that got out, was all these question ballots that all of a sudden came through. Hundreds and hundreds.
There was also a problem with unregistered voters casting ballots. In order for your vote to count, you had to be registered to vote 30 days prior to the election. Verifying and counting the question ballots could take days or even weeks, officials say. The ballots will be certified by April 17th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.